Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on January 25th, 2024, and we're going to break down each life path number and the energies that you could be working with around this full moon. Before we get into the forecast, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or forecast, please take a look at my website and see which service best works for you. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me there. The link for that is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. My beautiful 33 sixes. So for this full moon, you all are going to be working with the energies of the 44, so 404, and cow energy, which is very similar to like the Empress in tarot. So this is about abundance, creativity, fertility. And it doesn't have to be fertility as far as having children. It can be about creative fertility. So really like, you know, planting the seed of creativity and nurturing that seed and seeing it grow and then reaping the abundance from that seed that you've sown type thing. This can be an incredibly beautiful period for creativity, for sharing your ideas, for sharing your medicine, for doing something creative that really speaks to your heart, but that feels very nurturing as well, not only to you, but for others in some way. In that creativity, whatever that may be, has the potential to bring in a tremendous amount of abundance. It doesn't have to be monetary. It can be, you know, just joy and fulfillment and peace and harmony and community, right? Like really putting yourself out into the world and people who are like-minded or who feel a connection with you, sort of gravitating towards you and feeling the abundance of that love and that support, right? And that, again, community. So this is incredibly just beautiful, beautiful, nurturing, loving, collaborative type of energy with cow energy coming through around this full moon. What's interesting is, so with the 44 energy that you're going to be working on, there's a strong focus on finances, building something sustainable that feels aligned for you, and bringing that sort of that beautification process to that very strong, stable ground, right? So it's like this energy of sort of earthing your energy, right? Like grounding it, getting your root system in place, and then growing beautiful flowers in that space, right? So there's a very beautiful balance between the very masculine energy and the very feminine energy with this full moon for you all. So again, the 44 can bring in finances, building something sustainable, new techniques. So taking a look at what you've been doing and how you have been approaching something. And is there a new way or a better way for your situation that you can approach whatever this is and maybe use new techniques, right? So this is very foundational, where the cow energy is more about growing and, you know, sort of, again, planting the seeds, but growing and nurturing that seed and reaping the sort of abundance from that seed. The four energy is that foundation, right? The soil that you're planting everything in. So you want to make sure that you're planting everything in good soil. And you are the one who's creating that soil, so to speak. So there's something here about you building your own foundation and making sure that it's how you want it to look. And it's got the people and the places and the things that are most aligned with what it is that you're trying to achieve or what it is that you're trying to grow in that space. The four energy can also bring up about security and structure and feeling grounded and feeling solid, like in your space, right? So if you feel like for a while the rug's been being ripped out from underneath you, this can be a period where you start to get your footing, right? And you are sort of understanding the landscape a little bit better so that you can then build upon that landscape as you create the environment that you want, so that whatever it is you're trying to grow can grow there. This is an opportunity with both cow energy and the 44 to see beyond the very physical tests and challenges into the more expansive landscape. So have the very human experience, obviously, we can't get away from that. have the very human experience, but see it for what it is and see beyond the human experience into the spiritual landscape, right? And tie the two together. And that's really what this is asking us to do. You've got cow energy, which can be very spiritual. Then you've got this four energy, which is also very intuitive and deep and sensitive and heart-led, but it's very grounded. It's very practical, very logical. And so you're really being asked to merge the two and see beyond that very physical landscape into the more ethereal and finding ways to merge them so that they can work together harmoniously. Also, see beyond, and this can be difficult, but see what lies beyond the current obstacle that you're being faced with, and how can you use that greater vision to help you move through this challenge, whatever the challenge may be. And there's always, you know, in life, there's always new challenges, right? There's always something new that's coming through. But especially as a 33-6, because there's plenty of obstacles that Master Number 33-6 will go through in this lifetime, and they can be faith-breaking at times. And what this 44 energy and cow energy are asking you to do is to do your best to really see beyond the current obstacle. You know, don't bypass it. We're not asking you to, avoid it, right? Because there's no really avoiding it. You've got to move through it. You've got to overcome it. You've got to extract the wisdom. But sometimes when we can see the greater vision, like, why is this obstacle here? Like, what is it trying to teach me? What is it trying to show me? What can I gain from this? Where can I find gratitude for this opportunity to face this obstacle? Because when I overcome this obstacle, I'll be much more equipped to face, you know, something similar in the future, or be able to share that wisdom with others to be able to help them move through it in the future, right? So it becomes sort of like medicine in a sense. And when we can see beyond it to sort of where we're headed, then it makes it a little bit less daunting as we're moving through it, right? We're still meant to move through it, feel it, experience it, all the things. But when we can gain the bigger vision, we gain an understanding of like, okay, this is why I'm potentially being asked to move through this. So let me call in the resources. Let me get the support. Let me do what I can do. Let me put in my effort. Let me show up. Let me move through this. Let me overcome it. And then I'll have the wisdom from the experience. And I know I'm not telling 33 is anything you don't know from your own experience, but I do think you'll find that this can be a really empowering period for you all. And you're likely to, again, come out the other end with a sense of community, a sense of like what you're growing is serving a bigger purpose, and has that potential to be incredibly abundant and beautiful through your own creative juices, right? Your own creative life force. So I really do love this energy for you all. And also it brings in this sense of, again, getting stable, feeling solid, feeling secure in your environment, from what you have created, from what you have built through your experiences. So yeah, incredibly beautiful. Yeah, I love this for you all. So I hope it's a great full moon. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.